The city of Brockton has been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. It has one of the highest infection rates in the state. More than 2,600 people have tested positive and 138 have died. To discuss Brockton's situation and the road ahead, we're joined this morning by Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mayor Sullivan, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. I truly appreciate you having me on the show. I really do.
So let's start this way. What's the biggest single problem you're facing right now as mayor in terms of dealing with the coronavirus outbreak?
Most people in the city of Brockton are adhering to the health guidelines and the social physical distancing and all the standards. But of course, you know, as mayor, it gets a little frustrating that we're not having 100% people abiding by those. And, you know, there's certain initiatives that I've done as mayor, you know, declaring a local emergency and a mandatory curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and closing, you know, playgrounds and certain municipal golf courses. And but again, there's some people that are still really gathering socially. And I've had Brockton police go to certain locations to break up a cookout. And there's been a party recently. And so it is frustrating.
Well, let me ask this question. If people are still gathering despite the curfew and despite your repeated attempts to stop people from gathering socially and not adhering to social distancing guidelines, are you fining them? Are you considering fining them to try and stop this behavior?
We've had all those mechanisms in place. I'm working with my law department. We have the ability to fine people. Right now, we're actually sending out cruisers just to give people a gentle reminder to move on. You know, it's only, I think, a small statistical percentage of people that aren't adhering to it. If you look at our loss of life, and it's tragic, and, you know, it's really been hitting our nursing homes here in the city of Brockton. Also, those numbers are greatly increased due to people facing homelessness. Our homeless population as well has been greatly impacted. So we're definitely taking every steps we need to do out of abundance of caution to protect the general welfare.
What are you doing to make sure that Brockton's sizable immigrant community is informed about services that are available?
Yeah, I mean, we've been really reaching out to all the community. Of course, Brockton has always been made up of a great city of immigrants, and the city's website is translated into the multiple languages, and I'm doing regular informational interviews that really gets the message out to the residents of Brockton and the business owners as well. This coming week, I actually have a health initiative task force Zoom call, and I've welcomed all the local community ethnic associations and some great residents to join. And listen, we're all in this together, right? And unfortunately, the numbers that are coming in are just increasing. And, you know, we need to work together to get to the level of a stagnant number, and then hopefully in short order, a decreased number.
The federal government has allocated $841,000 to the city for relief. Have you received it yet? And when you do, where is it going to go?
Yeah, we have not. I'm waiting for the contract. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to sign the contract. The money's going to come in. It'll be wired to the BRA, Brockton Redevelopment Authority. And we already decided how to distribute the funds. It's going to go a percentage to local small businesses and also residents. And some you know, charity organizations in the city of Brockton. $841 is going to be used wisely. It's not a heck of a lot of money, but the feds decide that based on a formula.
What about the economic toll on both residents and city businesses? How dire is the situation in Brockton?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when we get out of this, there's going to be some small mom and pops that have been here for generations that won't be able to continue. And that's tragic in itself. So I've been working with the local business associations, the Chamber of Commerce. Every Friday we do a call with our folks in D.C., the SBA, Small Business Administration. So, you know, we need to figure out best practices as we move forward. I was on a call the other night with 13 different mayors led by Mayor Walsh. So we need to share ideas and how we can move forward when we get through this pandemic. And, you know, it is going to be scary times from a financial standpoint, but right now the scary times is from a people standpoint. So I need to think about everything as we move forward. But at the end of the day, it's about saving lives in the city of Brockton, where I grew up and where I proudly serve as the mayor.
Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition, and good luck moving forward.
Stay safe. Have a good day. Thank you.